The album called Stag. It's Johnny Rottentail from in-studio guest Amy Ray.
You know, it's a record outside of the corporate structure by design, so it had to be a punk rock record, right? I was just talking, just while you were playing, I was making mention to the guys in the booth that this is one of the best punk rock records of the year.
No, oh, that's
and
really
mainly,
nice.
but one of the main reasons why is because it is what punk was.
Yeah.
In other words, outside of before, it was defined as a market niche.
Yeah.
And became, say, Green Day.
Yeah.
Not to pull any name out to pick on. Just to say that's a large corporate act.
Yeah.
So
they're a good punk band. They're a corporate punk band.
It's, right.
You know, just like Blink 182. You know, they're good. This record is punk in an aesthetic and in a philosophical way, probably more than musically. I mean, musically, who knows what punk is anymore? But when I call it punk, it's because you're right, because it is the way punk is supposed to be, which is you take a certain approach. It's music of your community, and your community means the bands that you hang out with and your peers. And I think that's what folk is. I think that's what hip-hop is. Commercialized music is not that. Commercialized is like you're playing with people that you're supposed to play with because, you know, they're not going to be a mark against you in the credits, you know. It's like, for me and Emily, it's always been a struggle of who we put on our records, and we're constantly like fighting to have who we want on our records. And, you know, we've gotten our way most of the time, but I think to work with a band like the Butchies or the Rocketeens or 1945 and even Joan and Kate and Josephine, they're so specifically talented in what they do, and they're not studio players, and they're not going to fit in to a certain cookie cutter. And record executives, for the most part, corporations, the way that everything has to fit into this certain thing and the way that they feel about their money and the way they feel like there's so much at stake all the time, they don't understand the idea of putting a record together like this.